Welcome to Birch Lane, where you can find a fresh take on classic furniture and decor. Every piece is handpicked and crafted to last for years to come. At Birch Lane, you can explore everything from outdoor sets to living room furniture and everything in between. And get fast, free shipping. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop now at birchlane.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Would you stand on a flight to save money? I know it's been spoken about many times before, but it seems to be one step closer to reality. New roller coaster style standing seats could be ready as soon as 2026. These are they're like bike style padded seats. They're called Skyrider 2.0, and they'll basically let you lean at an angle without completely sitting down while in flight. So how much comfort are you willing to lose to save a little cash? Ciara Mooney is the Managing Director of Freedom Travel and Solo Travel. Is it a good idea, Ciara?
I think if people are going to stand on a bus, they could stand on a plane, but it would always come down to the duration.
So if the flight is delayed or anything.
Well, if it's an hour long flight, you could be standing on the bus for an hour or so. There would be people, and depending, I think it would all come down to cost, to be honest with you. If you're going to save €100 for sitting down or maybe standing up for an hour, people might look at it in a different light.
Just, I don't know, you can call me a lazy bee now if you want, but there's absolutely no way, Ciara, I'm standing on a flight. No way.
But you could be standing in a queue in the bank to be serviced for like an hour maybe, or, you know,
it's very different.
And I think it's what we're used to. So going forward with change, it's going to make it much more cost effective. But to be honest with you, the fares at the moment are great. I think if they went up and then you had the choice to sit down and maybe save a couple of €100, I know I wouldn't do it on a Canary Spider, definitely not a long haul flight, you wouldn't be able.
No.
But maybe for a trip, like a domestic flight within Ireland, like up and down to Kerry or maybe over to London or something, where it's not a long duration, it might be an option, but they'd have to choose very carefully as to which routes they put them on.
Yeah, but even just think about this, right? I put a photograph of this up on my own Instagram account. If people want to see it, you can get it at Andrea Gilligan 1. But I mean, it literally looks like you're at Disneyland and you're on some kind of a roller coaster and you're strapped into this seat with, like, you know, the roller coaster brace thing that comes over you.
That's a very good analogy with people getting onto flights. They'd be terrified if they think it's a roller coaster.
But imagine when you're taking off and landing standing for this. I'd be terrified if there's any kind of turbulence.
I actually never thought of that part. Yeah. So it's like Thunderland or whatever in one on the flight. Getting two experiences.
Yeah. Kill two birds at once, don't, well, yeah. So I suppose the point being, will it actually come to pass? Because we've talked about this many, many times, and I know Michael O'Leary from Ryanair made comments about this previously as well. But it does seem like it's going to come in for some airlines as soon as 2026, according to the reports that we're reading today. I just wonder, will many airlines opt for it though, Ciara?
Again, it comes down to the duration of the flight, because I can't see a family now with two adults and two or three children like standing up for 4 hours. There's not a hope in hell. But as I said, over to London or something that's shorter than an hour, they might test it on that. Or it could, imagine it could be like the seats are in the front of the plane and the standing are in the back. You wouldn't know what way they'd implement this, you know.
John is with us on the line. Stay with us, Ciara. Would you opt for a standing seat, John, if it was a little cheaper?
No, not personally. I've seen the seats you're talking about, and I mean, it'd be like leaning against the wall when you're in a queue. I can't see the comfort. So, no, I think your last caller is right. It depends on the duration, but I would be more concerned about safety, and I'd be more concerned about if you hit turbulence midair, as you already said, take off, landing. I just can't see being very comfortable, and to be quite honest, I can't see being very safe ultimately.
But they've obviously, you know, ascertained the safety, looked into the safety requirements of this, if airlines are looking at it.
I'm sure they've probably done some testing, but I just wouldn't. I don't know, and maybe it is what you're used to. I just wouldn't really trust it now. I mean, like you know, hit turbulence midair, you're going to be standing, you're going to be rocking up and down. Well, it just wouldn't be for me. That's not to say it's not a viable thing, but yeah. It wouldn't be for me. And I can't see it being, I don't know whether even the regulator on anything more than an hour long flight would be too enthused about it. You know?
Yeah, you wouldn't be tempted even if you were to save a little money.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, there'd want to be a dramatic difference in price, and I can't see that happening, to be quite honest with you. But no, I mean, like I said, I want my comfort.
Yeah, you're like me.
Yeah, I mean, I just, if I'm going to pay money, I'm going to sit down, you know. I don't even like standing on a bus. Never mind it.
Never mind on a plane.
The height of laziness.
Avio Interiors seems to be the manufacturers that have designed these, specifically designed airline fleet or airline seats. They revealed them on their Instagram account. Their implementation apparently would allow for about a 20% overall increase in passenger capacity. Do we have any idea, Ciara, roughly how much flight tickets, you know, could be reduced by if we had the standing seats?
Well, to be honest, which I think it's more the capacity on the routes that the airlines are going to save, because like the price on the tickets, like you could get over to London from 15 or 20 euros, you know, so I don't think anyone's going to want to stand up on an hour long flight for the sake of 10 or 20 euros. You know what I mean? So it's, I don't know, regarding the seatbelts now, I'd say, like, going back to what you said about the Funderland, I think to be seatbelts like that, you'd be strapped into for the health and safety aspect of it. But no, I can't see costs, like, being the main factor. I think it would be the capacity of the busier flights that they can get more on and not have to have as many flights on a particular route, maybe, for example.
Well, there's a listener after getting in touch here to tell me that they're due to fly to London now at short notice next week, that the flight one way, the outbound flight, is 200 euro. I would absolutely stand on a flight to London if I thought I was going to get it cheaper. Ariana Dunn from Irish Country Magazine is joining us as well, Ariana, because you travel, you know, quite a lot. Would you be up for this?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's, it comes down to privilege, right? So if you are someone who, you know, likes to travel with a bit of comfort and you can afford to, then that's great. But there's many people out there who don't have that. And I think if there's an opportunity to have something for cheaper or with a kind of an added benefit for the sake of standing, then, you know, a lot of people would opt for that. I mean, when I was younger, I traveled around Thailand, for a few weeks, and we took 12-hour buses because they were cheaper than getting trains or getting planes, and they would be roasting hot and breaking down on the side of the road. But that was, you know, what we had to endure because we couldn't afford anything more. And I think sometimes we don't always get the luxury of having comfort over price. And I think, you know, again, like I say, from a duration perspective, I flew down to Kerry last weekend. You're up and you're down. I'd absolutely stand on that, no problem. You know, anything that's kind of shorter than 2 hours, it wouldn't be an issue. But I think, you know, it's not like you're sitting in super luxury, comfortable seats either. A 4 hour plus flight on a Ryanair, you have a fairly sore bum afterwards. So I think if you were a 6'2" or, you know, if you're a tall individual and you have the option of not having your knees cramped and hitting off the chair in front of you and having a nice kind of cushioned standing position, then maybe that would be more comfortable as well.
Yeah, texter here wondering about, you know, what happens if the plane, for instance, was delayed or was stuck on tarmac for 8 hours? If that was to happen, I mean, she'd be standing for 8-9 hours before you even take off. Another listener got in touch to say, can you not see what's going to happen? There's going to be no saving for passengers. The standing seats will be the same price as economy seats currently are, and the economy seats will then become more expensive. Please don't fall for this. What about you, Cathy? Would you opt for a standing seat in a plane?
Yeah, well, funnily enough, at first I thought, well, actually it's not a bad idea if you're just hopping over to Kerry or Donegal or somewhere like that. But I'm after looking at the picture, and honest to God, I think you see like you're in a straitjacket. I wonder, first of all, whereabouts in the plane they're going to put them. And like that, standing in a bus and stuff like that. I think if you had somebody really tall, first of all, their bum wouldn't go down as far as the seat and their legs would have nowhere to go. If you look at a good picture, there's a tall guy in one of the model pictures, and his legs are literally out in the aisles because there's too much, not enough space. But I think as well, it'll definitely give Ryanair and the kind of head of the biz kind of money guys, they'll just up the prices to fit. But honestly, if you take three average people, take a bus, for example, at the moment, like the population is getting, you know, bigger. And I don't mean that in an offensive way, but the average person, you know, is a little bit overweight. We have an obesity problem. So if you're somebody tiny, for example, and you're somebody huge with their elbows in your face for an hour's light standing up, no way.
You wouldn't be. You're not. And even if you, if there was like, you know, we've no idea, with no indication from the manufacturers or any of the airlines as to how much cheaper these particular standing seats or the standing section of the plane will be. But would you be interested if you thought you could save a few pounds, Cathy?
They'd really want to be offering me to take one, to be honest. I think looking at the size of them, I would absolutely crack up because I am small. Everywhere I go, I mean, I'm the, you know, the little person on the bus that the big person sits down because then they can put their ass on my leg the whole way in, you know. Seriously, that's what it's like on the buses. So, no, I definitely wouldn't do it. I don't think it, yeah, unless it was, as I say, Kerry or Donegal.
Wouldn't appeal to
you. As I'd go.
Yeah, no, listeners wondering, I mean, how would you, you know, get into the brace position if you had to, if you were standing? I've absolutely no idea. Another listener wondering about the in-flight weight distribution. This is important for the aircraft. There'd also be safety issues regarding how securely a passenger is strapped in. Definitely wouldn't be for me. Simon Daly is on the line. Simon's an aviation analyst. Can you see this working, Simon?
Good afternoon, Andrew.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. No, it's a sensationalist headline, to be honest. These seats have not been certified by any authority. There's been the big two, the EASA and the FAA, nor I can't see it happening. The design of these alone, I don't see how they'd survive the 16G crash test, which is imperative for all aircraft seats, basically to show how far a seat can safely withstand, you know, an extremely hard landing where the aircraft is potentially buckled or damaged. These things, no, they can't save. As one of the other, somebody said there, yeah, about the brace position and being strapped in. It just doesn't work. They won't be in by 2026. It's literally impossible. And they add too much weight to the aircraft. You see, Ryanair, what's the weight? 88,000 kilograms, the weight of a 737 MAX A200, which would be almost the entire fleet of Ryanair. And adding 20% more seats to that will severely compromise the weight. And as another text said, the weight distribution.
But you see, so I'm wondering, is the idea of here that, you know, when you take your regular, you know, plane, three seats, the aisle, three seats. Is the idea here that we would remove a couple of rows of seats to put more, you know, I don't know, would you get four or five standing in a row? Would that mean you could have 10? You know, if you were to replace the seats, would you get more bodies?
You see, it's all theoretical. I know O'Leary, if he got the opportunity, would have the entire aircraft kitted out like this for short-haul routes. Because realistically, in an ideal world with these seats, you could only, you know, fly an hour maximum with the fuel and an extra weight. It would be the entire aircraft. But imagine, obviously, if it did get certified, I'm sure some would, you know, have mixed you know, mixed standard seats and standing seats. However, I can't ever see this happening realistically.
Yeah. We should say that Ryanair isn't proposing this. It's the airline manufacturers, Avio Interiors, that have actually revealed this product or these seats. It was launched, I think, back in 2018 at an exhibition in Hamburg, but they seem to have progressed further now with the development of the particular seats. Listeners wondering, what about the four-bed bunk bed system? Or the same, you know, where you've got the same space for four people standing or lying down. Maybe this might be a little bit more enjoyable. Another texter is wondering about aircrafts being certified for a max number of passengers. Well, that's, I suppose, just as you said, Simon, due to escape procedures, the number of cabin crew, etc. If airlines wanted to add these, they'd need to remove other seats or reconfigure the aircraft. They can't exceed the certification. What about you, Margaret? Would you consider standing for a cheaper ticket?
Absolutely not. No way. I would think it would be positively dangerous. Pay my money and put myself in danger. No. Whatever about standing on a bus? At least you don't have too far to fall if anything happens on the bus. No, I wouldn't.
Definitely not. No matter how much cheaper it was, you'd still want a seat.
No matter how much cheaper it was, I would like my seat, yeah. Very definitely. I just don't think it's safe. I really don't. And there's also the other thing, if there was a problem on a flight, people would start panicking, you know, and, you know, is it people standing taking up more room, you know, in a circumstance like that? No, I'm on the side of the people who say definitely not.
Definitely not. The manufacturer, Simon, say that, you know, the seats have been unveiled in line, are reported to be operational as early as next year, so as early as 2026, but you've some reservations about that.
No, it won't happen. It's pie in the sky stuff. Maximum number of seats is 197 on Ryanair's aircraft. That's realistically the only example we're going to use. That includes obviously the evacuation procedures and the amount of cabin crew on board. The aircraft would have to be completely recertified, not just the seats itself. It will not happen in this decade, and I'll put the house on that.
Right, okay. Quite a few of our listeners getting in touch actually by WhatsApp, 087 1400 106, and definitely some people out there who tell me they'd absolutely opt for a standing seat on a fairly short haul flight if they were able to save some cash for it.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Welcome to Birch Lane, where you can find a fresh take on classic furniture and decor. Every piece is handpicked and crafted to last for years to come. At Birch Lane, you can explore everything from outdoor sets to living room furniture and everything in between. And get fast, free shipping. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop now at birchlane.com.